Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Wita Weimer, and she is Executive Director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, Wita.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you today?
I'm good, and I think we're probably not going to surprise too many people when we say we're going to talk about produce in the park. It's a pretty exciting thing that's going on, Wita.
Absolutely. Everyone loves that subject. Great food, great folks, great everything, really, this year.
And yeah, we got off to a great start, and then kind of the next one, the rain kind of detoured, but we're hoping. And we do need to remind people, and we'll say this again, it goes on whether it's raining or not. Now, I suppose if we had a tornado, we might not have it, but otherwise, raining or not, and vendors show up and shoppers show up, you know, use your umbrella, whatever, but we'll hope for more sunshine, but come rain or not. So, Wita, I want to know, why is the Chamber of Commerce been such a good partner with produce in the park? I mean, this year you've just really been supportive, and I hear people saying, you know, I just hear it and see it all over. Well, that's partly because of the things that you've been doing.
We've developed a really good relationship with the Produce in the Park Committee for a lot of reasons. It brings a lot of people downtown to so they're here at the park, and then they maybe might find a new business that they like. We also recognize that local producers and businesses, they give back to the community, they support local area chamber businesses, they serve as our neighbors and our friends. It's just a really good thing to be a part of, and we're excited about it.
I think most people think first that they would go to Produce in the Park because it's a farmer's market and they want to get fresh, locally grown produce. But sometimes we don't think about that economy and that sharing back and forth, that it is economic development.
I absolutely agree with that. I think the Produce in the Park last year and this year will continue. It's a really strong community. If you're shopping, you're supporting your local community. As you said, you're supporting local economic development. And once you're a part of it, you think twice about where you're it changes your purchase habits, I think. So it's a great relationship between both of us, and it really does affect your local community.
And through the chamber and your work, there are a number of business people who are supporting, getting the word out and saying this is a good idea. So one of the things that when you come to shop at Produce in the Park, you can get a free, really sturdy, big bag to do your shopping. And how did all that come about, Wita?
The bag was something that was in place last year that the Cass County Food Policy helped support. And this year, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce decided to take that on. It serves as a benefit for our sponsors, but it also is great for shoppers to come grab a bag, fill it up with produce. We have 12 sponsors this year. They're on the bag. They're also huge supporters of the market. They're proud partners with us. We have two other big sponsors this year, Capples as well as Fargo. And those are just those businesses are partnering with us and Produce in the Park to help bring more activities and more exposure to the market. So it's been a great partnership.
And mentioning Capital specifically, because this is their month that they've been sponsoring. And a couple weeks ago, they had some really good tasting. And I'm going to tell you that there's going to be something really yummy tonight. If you smush together frozen strawberries and frozen bananas, how does that sound?
Sounds wonderful.
Cold and yummy. You got to come by where Capples has their little space in Produce in the Park and taste their put together. I just think it's going to be really interesting to see how they're doing that and what it's going to taste like. So you want to stop by there. And that's one of the things that's been added to Produce in the Park this year is a food demonstration and tasting. Try to have that every week, so there'll be something different every week. And I know, Wita, you like to try new things.
Oh, I love it. I love going to the market and seeing what's... Sometimes I find new vegetables. I'm like, oh, I thought I knew about all these vegetables, and something new will be there. Or Capples, last week they did grilled s'mores, just learning new things, and you learn that at the market. You learn just about your neighbors, about people in the community, things that you might not have known before. So it's really about the fresh local foods. It's also about the community. That's why I love it so much.
And another thing that the business people have done is I'm hoping as people go to the stores, and many of them are open on Thursday night, that you will see a poster And I think they also have some little cards that will tell you save the date. So that's been a part, a special part of one of the committees of the chamber.
Yeah, the SPEC committee, that is a committee of the chamber, which is a special events, special promotions and events committee, has worked closely this year with the businesses to have just kind of a feel-good poster campaign. So there's posters about the produce in the park and all the businesses, and they also have save the dates to kind of educate people on the market and why it's important. And then all those employees were also given a toolkit to kind of give them the right information, so if people are coming in and asking those businesses, they can help support the market.
And when you're talking about asking questions, I guess I should mention this specifically. The chamber does get lots of calls about produce in the park, the farmers market. And although it's a partnership having done it, you are a good source of information.
Absolutely. We're more than happy to take the phone calls. If I can't answer it, I send them on to the Produce in the Park Committee. Most of the time, because we have such a close relationship, we're able to answer all those questions. And the Chamber's always been a resource for the community, and we hope to continue to be that resource.
Another thing that's been added this year, in addition to the produce and the food demonstration, we're calling an education space. And so there are groups each time coming to tell people what they do. But the chamber is a part of that too. So you are represented every week at Produce the Park.
Yes, we are represented every week. We have a tent there. A lot of what we do at the chamber booth is we'll hand out the free market totes. We also educate the community on what events are coming up, what resources they have. I'm trying to think what else. We're really just there to help out with Produce in the Park. And honestly, Chelsea and I really just enjoy being there.
I know, you like all that yummy, yummy food, sort of a side benefit. And I know oftentimes the chamber space is next door to the Cass County Food Policy Council. You mentioned them previously, and they are there every week also, lots of times handing out recipes and more information about food. Another sponsor, a major sponsor. You had sponsors in different levels, and you mentioned Capitals. We have another one coming up in August.
Mm-hmm. Wells Fargo is our monthly sponsor in August, and they've got some exciting stuff coming along as well, so stay tuned for those details. Check AtlanticIowa.com or check the Facebook page through Produce in the Park, and you'll see those details. But they have some just as exciting activities as Capitalist has done. Some kids' activities, they're going more the kids' route rather than the food route, but I think it'll be something everyone will enjoy.
And so that's another thing that every week we've tried to have some different kinds of kids' activities, and as you said, Wells Fargo is going to be offering some special things. But every week, and again, volunteers, community people are doing that, First United Methodist Church, the YMCA, Lullaby Foundation, Girl Scouts is a long list, every week offering something new for kids to do. So it's a family affair.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, as you were going through all those lists of organizations, Loana, I realized it really is so great because it is Produce in the Park, it's Chamber, it's community, it's so many different organizations that want to be a part of this and are doing a good job, and they're educating people, and their kids are playing and having fun, and they're picking up healthy foods to take home. Right. It's great. This is one of my favorite things. I love Produce in the Park.
And we should be sure to mention that you can also eat your evening meal there because Hy-Vee and the Knights of Columbus are grilling every night, so you can do that. And again, get acquainted with these organizations, get acquainted with people, and visit with each other. That's one of the things I think is just great when I see a crowd there and they're going, oh yeah, you know, I haven't seen you for a while. And so that visiting is a really important part too.
I agree. You definitely see that camaraderie with people, and they come back every week, and they start building those relationships with the local producers and with the community organizations and just really with one another.
Right. And that's all a very important part of Produce in the Park. So we want to thank you very much, Weta Weimer, for visiting with us today and for all of the efforts that the Chamber of Commerce has done to make sure that this is happening, to make sure that people have access to good, fresh food and all of the community activities that go on. So remember, rain or shine, Produce in the Park goes on every Thursday, 4:30 to 6:30 in the Atlantic City Park. So until next time, here's a thought. Maybe you agree, maybe you don't. Nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished.